Today is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, and the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus. As it is meet for me to think this for you all, for that I have you in my heart, and that in my hands, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my joy. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all understanding, that you may approve the better things, that you may be sincere without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice through Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees went and consulted among themselves how to ensnare Jesus in his speech. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Master, we know that thou art a true speaker and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, "Why do you tempt me, ye hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute." And they offered him a penny. And Jesus saith to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They say to him, "Caesar's." Then he saith to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. The month of November is the month dedicated to the poor souls in purgatory. The month of October, which we just completed, is dedicated to Our Lady's Rosary. And the Blessed Virgin Mary once appeared to St. Dominic, declaring that the redemption of the holy souls from purgatory was one of the principal effects of the Rosary. A woman named Catherine, having been converted by the sermons of St. Dominic in Rome, devoted herself most zealously to the recitation of the Holy Rosary, which she usually applied to the holy souls in purgatory. Later, in an apparition, St. Dominic saw our Lord displaying 55 fountains from which refreshing waters flowed into purgatory as a result of the rosaries that were offered on behalf of their souls. St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, if we wish to be of material assistance to the souls in purgatory, we must always recommend them in our prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and especially offer up the Holy Rosary for them. My dear faithful, purgatory is a place in which the souls of those who died in a state of sanctifying grace are detained either for venial sins or for temporal punishment due to sin, or for both. In purgatory, they pay the debt of justice to God by suffering for their sins. They should have endeavored to make up for their sins while still on earth, but they did not do so. And now, before they can be admitted to heaven, they must be prepared. The souls in purgatory can be helped by the holy sacrifice of the Mass, by prayers, by indulgences gained for them, by penance and good works offered by the living. Sacred Scripture in the second book of the Maccabees clearly teaches the doctrine of purgatory and the importance of praying for the poor souls, for it says, "It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they be loosed from their sins." We sometimes call the souls detained in purgatory the holy souls, and they are holy because they are all in the state of sanctifying grace. They will all be in heaven someday. They are friends of God, and they are making up for sin before entering heaven. We also refer to them as the poor souls. And they are poor because they are entirely dependent on the mercy of God and upon our prayers and sacrifices. They cannot merit for themselves expiation for their crimes and their punishments in purgatory. They must rely on the prayers and the sacrifices of the living. Many of the fathers of the church teach that the pains of purgatory are caused by fire. In fact, the opinion that there is real fire in purgatory is a most probable opinion. The worst sufferings on earth do not compare to a single suffering felt in purgatory. St. Augustine says, "All that we can form an idea of is nothing in comparison to the pains of purgatory." He says, "Neither the eye has seen, nor the ear heard anything like to them." All the diseases in the world combined, if you took the worst diseases imaginable and joined them to make one horrific disease that would cause the most horrible pain possible, that would still be nothing in comparison to the slightest pain in purgatory. But there is another suffering in purgatory that is far worse than the pain of physical suffering. And I am speaking of the punishment that can be inflicted on a soul. It is the temporary exclusion from the beatific vision of God. In other words, a person suffers beyond imagining by being separated from his Creator, who is so near to him and yet so far from him. Furthermore, a person who knows that he could have expiated venial sin and temporal punishment due to sin while on earth by performing acts of contrition and doing good works and penance, the thought that he couldn't greatly aggravates his pain of loss. So while it is true that physical suffering is beyond description, it nevertheless remains that separation from God is the worst suffering in purgatory. To understand this better, think of a person who loses someone very close to them. For instance, a mother who loses her own son. The anguish that that mother would feel in her heart from being separated from her son. That sorrow still would not compare to the sorrow of a person separated from God in purgatory. Let us then, my dear faithful, be compassionate toward the poor souls to strive to alleviate their suffering, for it is in our power to shorten their time in purgatory. During this octave of All Souls, you can win many graces for them. Firstly, if you were not able to make it to the chapel on Thursday, on All Souls Day, you can today gain a plenary indulgence each time you pray in the chapel, 6 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees for each soul. And through next Thursday, each time you visit a cemetery and pray for the deceased, you may gain one plenary indulgence for the holy souls. Now, although the month of November is dedicated to the poor souls, it is not the only time of year that we should think about them. You could, throughout the year, offer your prayers and sacrifices for them and even have masses offered for them. And as I mentioned, next to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the rosary is the most powerful means of assisting them. For if you assist a soul in purgatory, you can be sure that they will remember you when they are released from the flames of purgatory and are in heaven. When they reach heaven, they can intercede for you before the throne of God. Therefore, he who prays or sacrifices or has masses offered for the souls in purgatory, those who cannot help themselves, fulfills the law of charity. Have confidence then, my dear faithful, that the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who is never outdone in generosity, will bless you for your efforts in the care you show for his beloved souls in purgatory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.